Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of I Stand at the Door, and we are a day late. Guys, having a newborn baby is crazy, and you just get tired, and even though you have the time, sometimes it's a matter of energy and not time. Huh, babe?
Yeah, plus I was sick.
And she's sick. So, we are going to do it again. Or we're going to do it today. I don't know why I said it again. I'm tired, guys.
Here's the thing. It's almost 11 p.m., so we're still committed, but it is late Monday night, so if we're not super coherent, that's probably why.
Yeah, but we do have a good thing that we want to talk about. It's a talk from Elder Holland. What conference was it?
April 2010,
and it's called...
Place No More for the Enemy of My Soul.
Yep, that's what it's called. And what's kind of like the basic premise of it, babe?
Elder Holland is talking about, he starts out by talking about three women who had marriages that had fallen apart because of infidelity and how it had started with pornography. So he's addressing people who struggle, and he's trying to I don't know if his intent is to just try and convince you why it's you're better off without it, I guess. But there were a few thoughts that I had as I was reading it. Actually, someone close to us sent it to me and said, hey, I feel like this is, right up your alley, something you guys would talk about on your podcast, someone who's been listening to it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
There's some good stuff in it. And one of the things that I like in it is he talks about how... I think what it illustrates well is how the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So watch your step type thing, which is a good thing. Because we're not, sometimes we think we're making insignificant choices, and that the choices that we're making, really don't have any effect on our long-term happiness. And maybe the one choice doesn't, but the direction you take your step, if you take another step in that direction, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, after a few days, after, a few hundred steps, you're pretty far down a path. And then it can seem insurmountable when you look at the path that you feel like you should be on, and you are so far away from that, but all it takes is the same thing that it took for you to get there. It's just one step in the other direction, one step in the other. And you do that over and over and over again. And so I think this illustrates the idea that just as quickly as you can find yourself going down dark paths, and you can equally turn around and start making your way back to a good path.
Right.
You know?
I think another thing that he kind of focuses on is the sanctity of marriage and the importance of healthy relationships. And
oh yeah, he talks about the difference between lust and love.
And I think that's once you're so far down a path that's the opposite of those good things, you start believing that you can't have those good things. And I think that's kind of what we wanted to focus on with this episode is I'll kind of tell you about some thoughts that I had I'll just read this. He says, picture the faces of those who love you and would be shattered if you let them down. More than one man has been saved from sin or stupidity by remembering the face of his mother, his wife, or his child waiting somewhere for him at home. When I read this, I kind of countered it in my head, and I thought, well, what if that doesn't even help? Because this person doesn't believe that they are or can be a good father or husband or son.
Yeah.
What if it's just, what if they are so defeated by themselves that they don't believe that any of those good things or any of those good reasons are that they're even good enough for sure. That, right?
And I think what Elder Holland illustrates is very good advice for those who are on the right path and are going to be tempted to take that one step off, right? Because that's a good we would put that in our category, kind of going back to, you know, previous episodes that we've done. That's like a form of suppressing fire, you know. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can employ quickly that will hopefully keep the enemy's head down so you can continue to move to your objective, right? Mm-hmm. But what you bring up, I think, is a really good point for those who have taken a lot of steps down another path. You start to believe that, no, that's, I'm the type of person that goes down this path. Mm-hmm. That's me, you know? And it's really difficult to get outside of that mindset.
Right. And I think that this applies to a lot of things in our lives too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll tell you what I thought when I read this is that I applied it to myself in thinking like, well, here's the thing. I am a new mom of a 2-month-old baby, and my study of the gospel has gone out the window. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I have struggled a lot, even before Walker was born,
yeah,
to really have like good conversations with God.
Mm-hmm.
And to feel like I was getting what I needed out of my conversations with God, I kind of shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that part of it is just fear, and part of it is a lack of faith. And I have convinced myself that, I mean, I had the thought the other day, I was like, well, maybe I should read my scriptures today. And literally, I kid you not, the voice in my head said, well, you're not the kind of person who reads your scriptures anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this cycle that, well, what if you think to yourself, like, maybe I shouldn't look at pornography today.
Mm-hmm.
But then your voice in your head counters and says, well, I am the kind of person who looks at pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not the kind of person who resists the temptation to look at pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not the kind of person who is a good enough father or husband or son or daughter or wife or mother to not do this thing. Mm-hmm. This is just the person that I've become. And the way that we view ourselves has so much to do with our actions and the way that we live our lives. So think about, like, how do you view yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you defeated? Do you believe that you have gone so far down a road that you cannot, I don't even want to say turn around. You just keep moving forward. Just change your direction a little bit. You know, yeah. You don't have to go backwards and make up for any sins or lost time, or like, I don't have to sit down and read my scriptures for 12 days in a row
to make up for
lost time. All you have to do
the
is
Savior
like,
made up for that. That's the whole point of the atonement, right?
Exactly. It's just little course corrections, you know, and I'm like, I feel like a literal hypocrite saying these things because Hayden and I have been having this whole conversation for ever, like all of last night and all of tonight, that like, how do you, like, what's the solution? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that the way that we view ourselves and the person that we think we are has a lot to do with, you know, how we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like a chicken, the chicken and the egg problem, right?
Yeah.
What came first? So like, what comes first? Positive thoughts about who you are and then positive actions, or positive actions and then that cultivates.
And then you feel good about
thoughts.
Yourself because you have positive actions, you know?
And I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think it's one or the other. You know, you think about the idea of exercise, right? So for example, in order to exercise, you have to have a certain amount of inherent health, right? Like, you have to be well to mm-hmm. a certain degree, you know? And then in order to make sure that you stay well, you have to exercise, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all at different levels of inherent wellness and wholeness, I guess, in our physical health and our physical strength. And so what we have to do is we just have to start wherever we are, you know? You just start wherever you are. If you're freaking 600 pounds and you get winded walking up the stairs, just make a goal to walk up the stairs once a day. Do that for a week, and then walk up the stairs twice a day. Do that for a week. Like, I think what happens is you know, we forget that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time, right? You can't swallow an elephant whole. You have to eat it one bite at a time. What happens is as we take more steps away from the path, it just seems so much further away. And so we're just like, eh, might as well just keep going on the path I'm on. I'm already this far. And it's just important that we remember that the whole point of the atonement is that we don't have to backtrack. It doesn't matter how far we are away from the path, because we have forever to make it up. It's all about the direction we're heading. And the atonement of Jesus Christ and his grace means that it doesn't matter where we are now. It never matters where we are now. It matters where we want to go. And we will always end up where we want to go. I think that's why, you know, in the New Testament, Jesus teaches very succinctly. You've heard it of old times, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, he who lusteth after a woman hath already committed adultery in his heart, right? Like, what he's saying is just that. He's like, just, it doesn't matter. Like, it matters which direction you're going, because you will eventually end up at the end of whatever path you're on, right? Mm-hmm. And so if that's a path like lust, it's going to lead to, you know, in that sense, adultery, right? But if it's on a path of repentance, it will lead to salvation. It will lead to peace. It will lead to recognition of one's self-worth. But it's all about just what direction you take with that next step. And all you have to worry about is the next step.
Yeah, I feel like everything that you're saying is like you're just saying, like, the little things matter, mm-hmm. right? So the little things, the little choices that we make, like, if they're not good choices, then eventually we are going to end up down the path that we don't want to be. But that doesn't have to be discouraging, because mm-hmm. at the same time, we can say the little good choices that you make totally count. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what you were just telling me before we started talking on this podcast, is mm-hmm. that, like, even the little, like, one verse a day kind of thing, like, one kneeling prayer when you remember, you know, mm-hmm. like I struggle too, thinking, well, like, does that really make a difference? Mm-hmm. Does that really matter? Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, it's just the direction you're facing. It's the decisions. It doesn't even have to be the consistency. like we don't have to be perfect at it in order for it to make a difference in our lives, you know, mm-hmm. but just like, the little things that you choose to do, especially when they're good, they affect your life in a good way. So don't think that the little things aren't going to matter.
Yeah. If anything, they just keep us close enough to the path. We want to stay as close to the path as possible. It's like that quote I shared on the episode that we talked about General Conference, this last one in April. And, I think it was President Kimball who said, I don't always walk the straight and narrow, but I try to cross it as often as possible, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what mm-hmm. it is right there. It's just trying to cross it as often as possible. So if you take two steps off the path, but you take one step towards it, you're only one step away. And that's better than if you would have just left those two steps. You know what I mean?
Given up after
the two steps. And then you have a choice after that one. Are you going to take two more steps away? Or maybe you can take one more step towards, and then you're back on the path. Like, you see what I mean? It's like every single step matters. And so just don't give up on making steps towards repentance and towards freedom just because you feel like you're so far off the path. You know, forever is a long time. And if you keep taking a step in the right direction, forever, you'll eventually get to where you want to go. So any last thoughts, cutie?
I guess just like I was saying before, just think about how you look at yourself. Like, if you have thoughts that you're not the kind of person who can do this, then try to think differently.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know it's hard. Like, I'm kind of stuck in that right now, that feeling like you aren't good enough for whatever reason, but like I could sit here and try and like make up an answer and like a solution, but I'm going through it too. Like, we're all going through it. That's the thing, is like, we're not really good at this either. We just talk about it and let other people talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you have insights and thoughts like on how to just believe that you can become better than you are, how to just believe that like you can make the strides and like face that direction, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, those are my thoughts.
Yeah.
Just let me know what you think.
What you guys think. Love you guys. We appreciate the inspiring stories that we've heard, and we hope that you are finding hope and healing on your path. And until next time, until next week, hopefully on Sunday,
keep up the good fight.